Welcome, everyone, to another empowering episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm your high-performance coach today, and as always, honored and grateful that you have joined in today. So, what are we going to do today? Today, we're going to dive into a topic that affects our well-being and the well-being of those around us. And I call them the devils in our life. What are those devils in our life? There are three of them: judgment, comparison, and gossip. Now, these three little devils can creep into our lives and wreak havoc on our happiness and our relationships. But fear not, for we hold the power to rise above these destructive behaviors and create a more compassionate and supportive world. Now, as an experienced transformation coach, I've witnessed the negative impact of judgment, comparison, and gossip firsthand. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. Oh, in today's episode, we're going to explore the effects that judgment, comparison, and gossip have on our own well-being and the well-being of others. We're going to uncover how these sneaky devils can chip away at our self-esteem, erode trust, and create a toxic environment. But remember, my friends, with awareness comes opportunity for change. And to help guide our journey today, I'm going to be sharing some practical tips and techniques to control our own judgments, embrace your unique path, and easily and gracefully deflect gossip when it comes knocking at your door. It's not about being perfect, but it's about continuing your progress and continuing your growth. So let's take the first one, judgment. We are judging everyone and everything all day long. Just observe yourself swiping away on your phone. You hit the like button, the heart button, or the thumbs down button. That consistent swiping begins to affect your own well-being. And you begin to wonder, what are they saying about me? That begins the cycle. And listen, you don't even have to leave the house before self-judgment comes into play. Have you ever heard yourself saying this? This outfit makes me look fat. I have too many wrinkles. I'm not old enough to get promoted. I am, you fill in the blanks. And before you know it, you've judged yourself to rejection. So it's time to put a stop to it. Now here's a great quote by Don Miguel Ruiz from his book, The Four Agreements, that captures the essence of judgment. And here's I quote, "We make the assumption that everyone sees life the way we do. We assume that others think the way we think, feel the way we feel, judge the way we judge, and abuse the way we abuse. Now, this is the biggest assumption that humans make. And this is why we have a fear of being ourselves around others. Because we think everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us, and blame us as we do ourselves. So even before others have a chance to reject us, we've already rejected ourselves. And that is the way the human mind works," end of quote. So how do we stop it? How do we stop that judgment, swipe, like, don't like? Here are a few tips, and by no means am I saying it's easy. Like anything in our lives, the first step to any change that we want to make is self-awareness. So what I'd like you to do is just observe your thoughts. Recognize when you're being judgmental and pay attention to where you are. Are you with a certain group of friends or family members? Are there patterns that repeat themselves? And these are typically triggers for you. So I'm with a group of people and they're always complaining and judging other people. Or did you see that lady? And you know what I'm talking about. So what I'd like you to consider is train your mind to see the good in people and situations. In other words, for every judgment or criticism you have, think of a compliment. Here's an example. I know If you have a partner, he leaves his clothing on the floor of the bedroom, and rather than making a judgment that he or she is lazy, think of the mornings that he or she has let you sleep in. Or how about the boss giving a presentation and the boss makes a mistake? You roll your eyes, and rather than rolling your eyes, why don't you smile and remind yourself what a good leader she is and what a good manager she is. Now, I remember a big lesson that I learned in my 30s back in the corporate world. One of our great leaders said to us, and to this day, I love the guy, imagine what you are saying right now is the headline in tomorrow's newspaper. So be careful what you say to and about others. Whoa, wow, that stopped many of us in our tracks. Think of this as you are passing judgment on others. Would I say this out loud? And how would you feel? Remember this. When passing judgment on others, you are passing judgment on yourself too, and your inner critic starts to take over. And as one of my favorite mentors, Brendan Burchard, always says, judge less, feel better. So how do we take small steps to judge less? Simple thing that you can do every day. Give out 10 compliments a day. Yes, 10 compliments. And if you can't start with 10, then start with 5. You will gradually notice how much better you feel. Can't think of compliments? Come on. So here are some. Hey, that's a great color on you. Hey, you have great energy. Those shoes are really cool. Magnificent. I love how committed you are to your family. That presentation was spot on. Good job. I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. I value your opinion. Boom. Somebody love the compliments. So trust me, as you continue to see the good in others, it will lift your spirit too. So next, let's tackle the little devil of comparison. This little devil is a good one. I hear this one a lot from my clients. They are forever comparing themselves to others. Have you ever done it? Of course you have. I've done it. Listen, my friends, never compare other people's outsides to your insides. We are all unique individuals, unlike anyone else in the world. Now, social media is both good and bad. We look through the lens of others' lives and we start thinking how bad our life is compared to theirs. Come on, you know that some of it is just make-believe. It's a show. Much of it is, some of it isn't. But what you want to do with comparison is use comparison to motivate yourself to things that really matter. So here's an example. You have a friend whom you admire that works with the local food bank or hospital doing charitable work. She is kind, she is generous, and you admire the good she is doing. Now what happens is this motivates you to give back to one of your causes. So use comparison to improve and get better in your own life. I also use comparison to study others, and I ask myself, what are they doing that I am not? It's a great way to learn and up-level your game. While it may be uncomfortable to try some of the things they are doing, what it does is it challenges you to be courageous and it challenges you to grow. So here's a few other thoughts on comparison. Identify the people or events that prompt your comparative behavior and write down your negative thoughts, so you can limit the exposure, okay? Limit the exposure to these triggers, okay? The first thing I want you to consider. Then make a list of your own strengths and accomplishments so you can focus on the positive aspects of your own life. Make sense? I hope so. And then what I'd like you to do, this is a big one, is set screen times to limit your social media. Because, again, you limit the social media, less comparative thoughts, or mute accounts that make you feel, quote, behind in life. I mean, you can control all of this, okay? So be careful with comparison. Now let's discuss the final evil one, the devil we call gossip. He said, she said, did you know that Mary was getting divorced? Did you know that John and Mary are having an affair? Guess who I saw kissing? Gossip, in my mind, is the evilest of the devils. Gossip is hurtful. When we gossip, we are fueling our mind with toxicity and judgment. More judgment, there it is again, of others. So just the other day, someone approached me, a colleague of mine, and shared some rather disturbing information about another individual, which turns out was not true at all. I told her, stop. Stop talking right now. Go to the source immediately and cut it off. Now, it has taken me years to neutralize the urge to gossip about others. And I again have to remind myself of the advice my old boss gave me. Just imagine what you're saying right now is going to be in the papers tomorrow. So this week, here's my challenge to you. Let's take a solemn oath to limit gossiping in our lives. Will you ever eliminate it 100%? Probably not. But again, your awareness of it begins to limit the amount of gossip you create. So nip it in the bud right away. And rather than be the gossiper, let's be catalysts of positive change by walking away when we hear those whispered conversations, or better yet, stopping gossip in its tracks. Together, we can create a ripple effect of kindness and compassion that will transform our lives and transform the lives of those around us. Now, I have walked away from numerous water cooler conversations. I have learned over the years to graciously excuse myself from the conversation. And by the way, I have had people excuse themselves from me as I may have been gossiping. So I encourage you, reflect on your own devilish experiences with judgment, comparison, and gossip. Have you ever been on the receiving end of hurtful words or felt the weight of comparison pressing down on your shoulders? Take a deep breath, my friend, for this is an opportunity to release those negative emotions and step into your own power. Now let's open our hearts, let's open our minds to the wisdom of empowerment, and together we can unlock the key to a more compassionate and joyful existence. Remember, each moment is an opportunity to choose growth over gossip, love over judgment, and celebration over comparison. And before we wrap up today, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude for each one of you. Your dedication to personal and professional growth inspires me every single day. And remember, in your pursuit of continued growth and transformation, do not forget to find joy in spending time with those that lift you up, your family, your friends. They are your pillars of strength and support, my friends. And thank you for joining me on this journey today. Let's go forth and conquer our own demons. Conquer those demons of judgment, comparison, and gossip. Because together, we can create a world where love and acceptance really thrive. So until next week, my friends, stay focused, stay positive, and always have fun. And no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, bring your passion to it. I will talk to you next week.